This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Getting into our small business conversation, as I said, Power Listener, we would be joined by Osis Babalwa Nosisi Makubane, who is the founder and managing director of Sunday Services and Projects. Good evening, Sisi, and welcome to the show.
Evening, Butuam. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good evening to your listeners.
Sure. And I mean, you know, there's a nice story here, you know, from somatology to mining, logistics and earth moving. What a transition. Maybe just walk us through the genesis and the inception of Sunday Services and Projects.
Thank you so much, Futi. It is really an amazing story from somatology to mining industry. One would wonder, how do they interact, these two? Do they even come together? But yes, they do. This is Nosisi Makubane from Sunday Services, proudly South African company that was established in 2015. What does even Sunday mean, by the way? Sunday means let's grow together. Mm. Who is this together? Together is the employees, the client, and our community.
Mm-hmm.
And what is our core business? Our core business is logistics, plant hire, and our vision is to become the best transport and plant hire and the preferred customer, and the preferred project partner. How do we do that? By customer satisfaction, continuous value added, effective service. How do we do the effective service? By ensuring safety, good working conditions, and developing the employees around our community, ensuring that we're taking care of the environment. And our business values, it's safety, making sure that all our employees are working safely trained, having all the competence certificates to ensure that we commence and complete our work safely, integrity, reliability, and care. Who are these people behind Sunday?
Mm.
Like I said, Sunday was established in 2015 by the very same woman that you're talking to, which is Nosisi. We are a level 1, black women-owned business. Born in the Eastern Cape, from labor-sending communities. What exactly inspired this woman to be in this business, which is in mining, male-dominated industry? I'll just take you a little bit back. Every entrepreneur, I believe, they've got a little story that comes with the inspiration to start the business.
Mm.
Okay. I'm from Eastern Cape, like I mentioned, from labor-sending community. So my father used to operate these machines. This is where this comes from. My dad used to work in the mining towns in Rustenburg, which then he would come once or twice a year, and would not see him, you know. And Nosisi was working at Heba as an administrator. So working with general workers, men who are working from the mine, then it brought back the memory that, in actual fact, I grew up without my father next to me. He was out there in the mine, and I could see how the male were being treated in the mining industry. The general workers, how were treated in the mining industry, and how they were always away from the family. Then when I was working with them, closely with them, it brought back the memories, and I started having this feeling of starting my own business.
Mm.
Seeing myself changing how these males are being treated, how rare they go to their homes, to their families, to just inspire others. My father used to come with an ADT to visit my brothers in the boarding school. You can imagine, as a little boy or as a little girl, your father coming in this big yellow truck where you really think it's your father's truck. So when I now see them in reality, with now me being an elder, understanding the pain they go through and the time they miss in raising their kids was the main inspiration for me to start the business, Sunday Services. And Sunday, therefore, we had to give the name, Let's Grow Together. It is not just about the owners and the founders of the business, but it is a community business. Then, with that being said, Sunday ensures to employ 90% from the hosting community.
Mm.
Okay, and then just a track record of our business. We are currently working in the mining houses, which is Anglo, Sibanye, Glencore, Blastrite, and Sachi Mining.
It is Tuesday. It's All Things Small Business. And certainly, I think it is a lovely opportunity for us always to just get in to know the journey of some of the SMEs, learn from them as well, get some inspiration also. And really, I think, again, continue to reiterate that SMEs should be the bedrock of our economy in both their contribution to GDP as well as the way in which we allocate funds to support them and grow to ensure that they really do, I think, broaden the tax base. You heard earlier, Power Listener, when we were talking about, I guess, tax receipts for the month of December as well. We do want to see that more broad-based and not as concentrated as we currently see it. And so we really always appreciate the opportunity to double-click on our small business feature. And today, as I say, Power Listener, we are in conversation with this is Babalwa Nosisi Makobane, who is the founder and MD of Sunday Services and Projects. And so it's not Sunday, but it's Sunday. Let us grow together. That is the inspiration, of course, as we heard from her. So, you see, I mean, you know, as I said, it is 2015. We're now in 2023, going for 8 years and going strong. And you really, I think, anchored yourself in this market. But there's also a journey that you went through, particularly, you know, in terms of really enrolling in that Zimele training program. How has that enabled, the portions of development in your particular business as well?
Thanks, Vicky. Hey, they came just at the right time, Budwan. When it was really rough, when you just started in the business and you think everything is running smooth, you just started your new contract. Before you know it, you didn't do your homework properly. You've got your staff that is incompetent. Remember, when you start, you are small, you take your auntie there, you take your sister in the community, you just take everyone around to start the business,
sure,
which is beautiful. But when the business starts to grow, you now need to grow. You need to understand that it needs people who are more competent, who are more qualified for the job they need to do. In our case, we started a project, a new project. We've always managed the other small projects being okay. Now we've got a bigger project, and we didn't have HR in place. We had an accountant, but we were not really following everything that we needed to. We didn't have the operations manager, didn't have a proper organogram. We just didn't have a lot of things in place. Now we had an incident where a simple thing as checking the reference check when you employ a new employee. So we got a very big incident where one of our machines turned over. It was not easy. It was not easy to handle that. But because Anglo, Zimele, it is not just giving the opportunities to set you to fail. They stood with us, ensuring that we recover from that, guiding us by putting us in their Zimele training program, which then they advise us on how to do the procedures, on how to have an organogram. I cannot be the only person running the whole business because before they came in,
keep a coach, star players on.
Whether to change a tire, they would call me. Going to presentation, it would be me. You know, so it was no longer easy. I was not managing. So they helped us to draft an organogram, the procedures, with the help of LabourNet as well, helping us to ensure that we appoint the right people on the HR side. So they then put us with the accountants to train us through on how to manage the finances. And after all that has been done, now Sunday has appointed proper ops manager, who's running the site. We've got an accountant that we're working with who does our finances. And with us having an accountant, they still ensure that they put us through a training where we must also understand, not just rely on having an accountant. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to submit all the invoices to an accountant without having a little bit of an understanding. You know, you just started the business without the finance knowledge. So they've helped us on that. And we are even now confident to go and market. We are confident to do our pitch deck because they taught us on how to do those things. And it has also given me, it has freed my time to be able to go and make new marketing and to see that we get new business and meet new clients because I don't have to look at everything anymore.
Sure. And it's freed your time also to see your family. You're not always on that yellow machine.
Yes. Even when you go for holiday, you take your laptop with you. But a little bit now, I can relax and not have it with me.
No, 100%. And I mean, you know, then, you know, getting into, I mean, you know, we, of course, it would make sense that, because you came through that Zimele training program, would that through that program, then they would have supported you a little bit with market discovery as well. And you said Anglo is one of your clients. You said Sebanye. Tell us about also then the journey of acquiring such big clients and also managing your growth so that you grow sustainably as well, because sometimes you can get too big a project and it becomes to deliver against it.
What's important, Kepoti, is also to know your capacity. Before you get all these projects, you must ensure that your capacity goes hand in hand with that. Yeah? So our other clients that we're looking at that we haven't been yet, we are not yet working with, would like to venture into, we're still within mining or still within a yellow machine, but would like to knock into other mine houses, would like to knock into municipalities and go into construction. But for us to be able to do that, we need first to ensure that we've got happy clients that we can use as reference, because all these mining houses, they do the reference check to ensure the person that they want to go into business with. Hence, I'm saying it is very important to look at your capacity than to give big promises and be unable to deliver.
Sure. Wouldn't is it wouldn't go and go and go and go and go mabavule.
So Anglo has helped us to understand that as well, because Anglo is a very big company. Gabon is a very big company.
No, and I quite like it because, you know, as I said, is that sometimes private sector in South Africa does do the right thing, and sometimes they don't. But when they do, you know, a lot of these capacity building programs that really, I think, assist small and medium enterprises to really, I think, get on a sustainable growth path, I think and really, I think, energize them to continue doing that particular work. And I think what I like as well in the point that you kept making is the emphasis on training. Continuous training, continuous learning and development. And how is that coming through as, I guess, as an ethos in the context of your business right now?
What we do, we try to empower all from, like, most of the people that we're working with. We started with general workers from local communities. So what we do, we start, they from general worker, and then we take them for training for operators. And our supervisors are also from that. We take them through the training. And also what's very clear with our clients is that they give you the program that they need your employees to be complied with. So it's very easy. They guide us on what they need from our employees. We ensure that we give them the training. We take them for safety trainings. We take them for supervisory trainings. And also on our side and the management level, Anglo takes us to the required trainings to ensure that we are competent and we are meeting the standards.
And I mean, I think I quite like that. And, you know, also there were a number of things that were so interesting as, I guess, you were introducing the work that you guys are doing, you know, in the context, of course, plant hire. But also you started talking about kind of, our goals, our vision, our aim, and talking about being preferred project partner. I think also sometimes, you know, this vision boarding at a corporate level is so important because it's so easy for us to get stuck at the fact that technically I'm good at this, and so that should carry the business. But really, I think the ability to step away and think about where must the business go, what values must it aspire and aspires for, I think these are some of the things that really start to professionalize the business as well and really start to give a professional culture. And oftentimes has been something that's missing whenever we deal with small and medium enterprises.
Yeah, of course. And you must be able to think on your heels as a lady, hey?
Yeah. When I asked from somatology to logistics and earth moving, you didn't answer. You didn't close that loop. You didn't close that loop.
From somatology would change and come to the mind industry. Look, what inspired was the fact that I was now working as an administrator for DEBA, which is a mining industry. You understand? And the fact that, like I had mentioned, Ugutu Dadawam was himself an operator. So when then these born alive, these machines, it actually brought back the memories and it inspired me to start my own business.
Power business. So say Ngozi very much and wishing you a lovely evening further. Who is a founder and MD of Sunday Services and Projects. It is a business that was founded circa 8 years ago now, and they've grown to 59 employees. And guys, I can't energize this enough. Wherever there are these ESD, Enterprise Supply Development Programs, and you look like you could be a beneficiary of it, ngena pakati inside. Because really, I think one of the things that they really do solve for, two critical things for me, is the professionalization of your enterprise, but two, market discovery. Because often on the other side of the completion of those programs, you really then have an opportunity to really, I guess, leverage their network and the depth of their enterprise as well as an opportunity to be a supplier there. And so I think whenever we see programs that do, I think, successfully translate into important gains, I think, from what would have been a small business. And, you know, she spoke about how there was a time, you know, particularly when most of the work she was doing was in plant hire, where it was keep. But it's part of the entrepreneurial journey. And I think I love the fact that, you know, we have people here who come through with and they share the context of their difficulties as well. We heard particularly human capital verification was one, a big pressure point for her, because you're operating something that's worth millions. And so when someone then topples that thing over and you can't claim from insurance, ooh, the kind of implications that can have on your operating model. And so certainly, I think also just another opportunity for us to learn from you know, a lot of people who built their businesses and are still building. And I think for us to also find inspiration around how do we, bring some of those reflections into our own enterprises as well to ensure that we sustainably grow from SME to a medium enterprise and hopefully to become a large enterprise.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.